it dawned the morning. There were thunders and lightning. A big cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words. The sound of the ram's horn blasting. You shall be a king of a priest. You shall be a holy nation. You shall be a
Shalom Aleichem, Mishpokah. It's Todd Tamner here with Paradigm Shift, and we're so glad that you joined us today in Yeshua HaMashiach's name in the glorification of our Father that created us all, the Father of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And those are the forefathers that all the seeds of the earth are blessed by, of Abraham's seed, and we will all be identified by him in his great shaking that he's going to use the earth for to destroy these serpent dragon kings of the earth that rule over us today. And that's exactly what we're going to get into today, the dragon kings of the earth.
Shalom Aleichem. Okay, so we're continuing on with the Star series, the Star's DNA, the final frontier of deception. This is part 5, Dragon Kings, the Serpent Seed. And why do we care about bloodlines? Can we even trace bloodlines? Well, we know the Bible is very particular about its tracing of bloodlines. And so when you look and you try to find whether how careful Satan's been about his tracing and bloodlines, it becomes very obvious, because all of his culture, which has the same characteristics and traits, and you can find it down through the centuries, is marked by the dragon, by the serpent, which he told us that he would be, that he was the serpent and that he was cursed. And so we've gone back and we've been looking at...
So they hid their satanic bloodline seed. I mean, to sum it up, as far as with the battle that's gone on since the Garden of Eden, when the seeds were mixed in Eve, they have been keeping track of their own bloodlines throughout the centuries and intermixing them in order to raise up, to release, stirring up the dead, the spirits that roam the earth and the powers that roam the earth. This is all from Scripture. We'll be going through this, stirring up the seed to be born again on this earth for his Lucifer's coming again. And it's Lucifer's giving his power to the beast, the dragon, the fiery serpent in the end days that was the serpent in the beginning. It became an adder after Ahaz. It became and after King Ahaz, when he was, I believe, a grandson of David, and he went after the kings of Ashur and all the Ashereth and all the Mitzrayite type worship and poles. And he even went and gave treasures to Ashur and begged the king not to attack Israel. He laid his sovereignty, his crown, at the feet of Satan. And Father warned us out of that seed, which he specifically says in Isaiah, talking about these seeds, that all the kings of the earth have been raised up by the powers of these fallen ones that roam this earth.
And so if you follow the dragon or the serpent, you're going to see the same programming teaching in each of the cultures. And you will see that this is the same lies that Satan continues for it to propagate from the Garden of Eden. Now, Father tells us to be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. And we see the dove reappear several times with Yah, like with Noah and the ark, and again when it lands on his son. So we almost have a symbol of Yah as the dove, and we know that the serpent is the enemy. And when he tells us to be wise as serpents, he is telling us, know what the serpent is up to, know how it is attacking you, so that you can come out from under its covering and not be part of its rituals and rites that so many people are led blindly into. And that's why we feel led to try to expose this stuff to the best of our ability as we gather tons of information and pick through the pieces of it and do the best we can to put it into some kind of semblance of understanding for those who have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, those who want the understanding of what has enslaved them all of these years. This is not something to make us fearful. It's something to make us free.
That's right. Free is, and Scripture talks about that. It sets us free. It talks about the serpent that captivates us, and do not let her captivate us with her batting of eyes. And then there's another aspect to it. But to back up what Mama was just saying about these things, in Numbers 21:9, I did an e-sword search on serpent, snake, and dragon, and there are 39 verses. Actually, there might be more. I have to add the dragon verses in here. But anyway, if you want that, email us at petranch@dishmail.net. petranch@dishmail.net, and you can get the whole star study that we're putting together here, or research, and also any of these e-source searches I mentioned.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll attach them all to the stars report. We're getting a nice list going for the stars report already, so I think I'll attach it all onto there, and you can have whatever, you can have it all at once, you know, and it's going to be a lot of information, but then you guys get to do your own homework and get to see exactly where all of this is coming from, because again, this goes back to the fact that, you know, through archaeology and astronomy, they have stolen our heritage from us, and they are lying to us. They've been lying to us for so long so that we will not understand what's coming to pass, and there's nothing new under the sun.
It was hidden
from us. So what is fixing to be told to us is a very ancient lie that they have purposefully made us forget so that they could go ahead and reinstitute it as Satan tries one more time to raise his throne above Yah.
That's right, and that's out into space. He knocked him down here to ground and made him to be a snake to crawl on his belly without any ability to really hear very well or see very well, and all he can do is slither around with his tongue and the words that he whispers to the peoples of the earth, these kings and sovereigns of the Gentiles of the earth, which would be all the nations. So going back to being why we should look at the serpent, here's a confirmation. It says, "Be wise as serpents." Scripture tells us, "Be wise as serpents and gentle as doves." It says in Numbers 21:9 that Moshe made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and it came to be if a serpent had bitten anyone who looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. So you can be bitten by this whole paradigm of understanding of all the different ways of men versus the way of Torah, Messiah, the kingdom, the constitution of the Torah physics of the universe, which they are twisting into that we are gods. That's the offering that since we are a part of this and Elohim is a seed within us, they say that we are gods ourselves. And that's the promise of this new genetic creation, this new DNA. And at this time these things are going on in the world where this genetic manipulation is happening again, as in the days of Noah, Isaiah talks about that these folks are stirring up the dead, and they are working the seeds in order to raise up the Nephilim again, the Raphaim. And when you see them come up out of the earth again, we are to hide ourselves for a little while.
So we know that as in the days of Noah, here we go again. We will be seeing these things, and that's what we're trying to prepare you for. You have to mentally fight the paradigm of just mundane things that they have instilled in us, because heavenly things are about to be revealed, and we've got to be prepared for that so that not only can we not have our hearts fail us for fear, but so that other people, we have something to offer other people so that maybe we can lift them up in strength and encourage. So to begin tracing the dragon bloodline, the seed of Satan, we go all the way back to the Garden of Eden where Satan enticed Eve. Now, we're not going to go through the whole Hebrew of what happened with Eve. David Matthews does a great job breaking that down for everybody. So please, if you're confused about how it really looks
manna
like...
Manna from Heaven.
Yeah, Manna from Heaven Ministries. If you're confused about how it is that Satan had sex with Eve, that's the place to go to understand that this is what happened. That's right. And so from there, we know that Eve was impregnated with an evil seed, and that was Cain. Cain was the first offspring produced as a result of the sons of God mating with a woman. He was the first of the Nephilim and then that of the dragon kings. This mixed lineage is how Satan, the guardian of sacred knowledge, came to live and reign among man in the world. Now, the book I'm going to be reading, one of the books we're going to be reading from is Eden by Dr. Joy Jeffries Pugh. I think that's how you say her last name. Eden, The Knowledge of Good and Evil. And she does a really great job tracing lineages in here. And so she said Abel means breath in Hebrew, while Cain means possession. And later, you know, Seth had to come on the scene, and I believe she said, you know, Seth in Hebrew means substituted. And so this is how we begin tracing what came of Cain. You know, we follow his lineage, and believe it or not, the Freemasons to this day have kept extremely good records of this lineage all the way from Cain, because that is their lineage. That Illuminati. Is the one they follow. That's
Illuminati.
Right.
Illuminati. Then they express themselves again in the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg, the UN, the the many different Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the sister organization in London, Babylon, England. And so the reason why we're talking about all this, Mishbokah, is to identify Satan's seed, his kingdoms, his rulers that have been raised up by his fallen ones, disembodied spirits that were given their power to them out of the grave. And that's talked about in Isaiah. They give us everything that we have learned in our world, from our educational system to our understanding of archaeology, science, history, our politics that we see today. And all of it is flesh, 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 fertility, fertility, fertility on their sacred days and dates, on the feast days that we hold and we call holy, but are abominations to Yah, and we become an abomination, and it sorcerizes, cracks the earth, and allows the evil ones to come up out of the earth when they say they're going to come down from the heavens and the stars.
And as we'll show you, there's many cultures that are involved with the dragon, but one very important one comes up surfacing again and again, and that's the House of Windsor. That is the, Princess Diana, Prince Charles, Prince William right now. Everybody's wondering, is he the Antichrist? You know, we don't have those particular answers, but we do know that they identify with the coat of arms of the dragon, the red dragon, and that is a huge sign to us. So, I was going through the research and I've been looking for it again, and I'm not being able to find this picture, but it was a picture of a disc, an ancient disc, or almost looked like an amulet, and it had dragons on it with DNA interwoven through them. And right there is where it really clicked for me that there is a serpent DNA that rules and reigns still in this world today, that is constantly, altering the culture away from Yahweh. It's literally a war between elites, basically. The Yahweh Elohim and then the fallen Elohim that are having this war, the serpent seed versus Yah's seed. And this serpent seed is very real. This reptilian seed is very real. You should hear, as we go through, you will hear all these cultures have their gods have scales, and they have skin of lizards, skin of fish. The whole mermaid theme is from the dog, the god Dagon, which is half man, half fish. That's why, I used to love mermaids. We got rid of mermaids in our life because we found out that this is actually an ancient god. You should not have mermaids around your children. Mermaids are chimeras. They're a mix of human and fallen angel DNA. This is the reptilian bloodline that's going through. These movies that they have coming out, like
Wait. It's an abomination. The mermaid is an abomination. Like all of them. So if we had, scripture tells us, do not bring those abominable idols into your house, lest the curses that are attached with them become a part of you and your house. And the reason being for that, Mishbokah, is not because they're little figurines that are pretty to have sitting around that they have any sort of power or authority. It's all the ideas of ancient history that is encoded, embedded in our DNA and who we are and what we're up to and who we're supposed to be and who we're supposed to be serving.
And who we're supposed to be fighting.
It draws us to the siren song of the mermaids and draws us in, and then they eat your flesh.
And so, or they take over. Another way of eating your flesh is to literally rip your DNA apart and change
right.
it, alter
attack
it.
The seed.
And that's what
right.
we're looking at with this reptilian seed. So David Icke, I don't know how many people know David Icke. We know that there's a lot of things that have gone wrong for that man, but he does have seeds of truth. And his ideas about a reptilian lineage that is living and existing among us today are very real. This is not the stuff of movies. Hollywood telegraphs.
It becomes new ageism.
That's
it becomes
right.
new ageism. This thing from the Pleiades and the new ageism, UFOs, science, Scientology. It's all new ageism. It's all the same promise is that we're going to change you into gods. It's the same promise that Adam and Eve were promised to the Garden of Eden. It has never been a different promise by Satan.
And it keeps getting, what the thing has happened is that Satan corrupts. He's not very creative. He just corrupts what Father has created. That's why you can't let go of the stars. You cannot shun the galaxy above your head because it was Yah's creation. It has been usurped by Satan and he has warped it and twisted it. He wants you to shun it. He wants you to not understand it. And we're saying claim it again as your proper and rightful understanding under Yah's creation and Yah's kingdom. Well, along with that comes the whole idea of these dragon kings and this DNA that came in, created humans, and what part of what they're going to foist upon us as the lie is that they come from outer space. They created us. They genetically changed us from apes or hominids, Neanderthals, into something that had consciousness in the ability. And you do see these civilizations rise out of nowhere, and they're going to tell us that they're our forefathers, and that this dragon bloodline is where we've actually originated from. We've been mutated from.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to get back into some of the...
So Cain yes, was marked. Ahead, he was marked, remember? Because he had to go out and roam the earth, and he was cursed. So Father put a mark on him, and this became the first coat of arms to represent the dragon kings, those outside the will of Father. An ancient secret society that existed in Egypt was called the Imperial or Royal Court of the Dragon. They used what some believe to be the mark of Cain as their emblem. The emblem was a serpent swallowing its tail, and inside the circle was an X. The dragon kings claimed this symbol meant wisdom and regeneration, and they taught the theology of power, which justified enslaving humans and performing blood sacrifices on them.
Isaiah 14:9 says, "The grave from beneath is excited about you." He's talking about Lucifer. The grave is excited to meet you at your coming, at Lucifer's coming. The graves, it says, it stirs up the dead for you, but I'm going to put in grave. The grave stirs up the dead for you. All the chief ones of the earth, these are the fallen ones, the Nephilim, the angels, the disembodied spirits, all the chief ones of the earth. The grave has raised up from their thrones all the sovereigns of the Gentiles. That's all this Cain genetic seed line.
So ancient Sumerian clay tablets recovered by archaeologists also tell a history of interbreeding that existed between Satan's fallen angels and mankind, which we know Genesis 6 tells us about. These angels were looking to mankind to produce their doubles. That's what it's written on these tablets. Tablets tell of examples of cross-fertilization in special birthing chambers. The fallen angels reportedly use the wombs of human females to achieve their desires to walk upon the earth as mortal beings. It appears that they produce what they use to ensure they became flesh was what today we term as genetic cloning. And further evidence of the fallen angels' sexual relationships with humans exists in the Mesopotamian creation documents. These documents explain the creation of advanced man was obtained through genetic manipulation. They took earthly flesh, united it with their blood. Union produced the giants, and that was the reason why the flood was brought upon the earth. The documents call the making of man Lulu, which translates as one that is mixed. Further, records that the watchers genetically manipulated the DNA of mankind and also reproduced themselves as Nephilim or giants. So according to ancient Sumerian clay cylinders and tablets, these sages mysteriously came from the English shores and the Black Sea area to settle in the land around Sumer, a city called Babylon. The pagan religion of Babylon was and still remains symbolic of Satan's hatred for Father. Even though Cain was still alive, he was not referred to as Adam's son. As it is revealed in these following scriptures, it says, "This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of Yah made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth." Cain is completely removed from Adam's generation because he was not his son. He was the son of Satan, and he murdered Adam and Eve's firstborn son. So that's why, you know, Seth means substituted, because Abel was murdered. And it was through the lineage of Seth that man began to call upon Yahweh as their Elohim.
And to back up what Tamar's talking about here, in Isaiah 26:11, Father is talking about the peoples of the earth, and he says, Isaiah is saying, "O Yahuwah, your hand is high, they do not see." And when he talks about his high, he's giving reference to the stars and what he's written in them. And they do not see because they see the ardor, the love of the people, and are ashamed. Also, let the fire of your adversaries consume them. He goes on to say, "O Yahuwah Elohim, other masters besides you have ruled over us. Only in you do we make mention of your name." Their motto is as above, so below. So Satan crawling around on his belly with his disembodied spirits on the earth, and the beings that are locked up in the earth that Scripture talks about, these beasts that are raised up, they come up out of the dust of the slain of the earth. That are in the earth from the blood. So they form these beasts that come up out of the earth from the thoughts and the minds and the control over the people, which they tell us what the stars above are in the heavens and what the message is, so that we bow down and worship them and serve them, so that it literally stores up violence on the earth, cracks it open, and release these beasts.
So as we progress through mankind's history, we begin to see parallels, moving in the same direction but always at the same distance apart, between truth and deception regarding the lineages of Seth, good, and Cain, evil. And in legend, all but a few Nephilim were born after the flood. The sons of Anak were the remaining strains of giants who lived in Palestine before the Hebrews arrived. These remaining Nephilim were considered demigods, the seeds of Satan and his fallen angels mixed with humans. And over time, the divine element, prominent in the demigods, greatly weakened because of the frequent mixing of their genetic makeup with humans.
Nimrod is the first one that began to become a mighty one. He's the first one that began to take the ancient knowledge that was supposedly stored in the book of Yasher. It talks about one of Noah's wives that told her husband to go and hide the knowledge of it, basically of the stars, the heavens, the corrupted way of Cain's lineage and seed line.
And it's
so
amazing.
They found it after the flood, and then Nimrod took it and began to actually try to mix. And
he became a mighty one.
He became one, mixed the DNA again.
It's amazing how the dragon bloodline of Satan, which progressed through Cain's descendants, is totally opposite in nature from the bloodline of Seth, which bore Yah's chosen people, the Israelites. There's no record of the years that Cain's family lived or died, only their names, the offspring they bore, and the unusual scientific knowledge they possessed. In architectural skills, which is like building of cities, that's one of the main characteristics of the megalithic builders, is they always built cities, which Father says, woe unto those who live in cities heaped one upon another. And some other skills were music and alchemy. Now, alchemy is something we've discussed many times. It's basically the scientific use of ingredients to regenerate or remake creation, and we're not to be playing with those kind of things. So their acquisition of such knowledge is quite impressive, especially since they were mere vagabonds, which means they had to have been in contact with a higher form of intelligence.
That's right. In Isaiah 26:19, now this is talking about the time of the Rephaim when they're raised up again, the Nephilim. Isaiah is praying to Yahweh, and he says, let your dead live. That would be the fallen ones of Israel, the people, the innocents, the ones that have been stuck with his ways, together with my dead body. Let them arise, awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust. For your dew is a dew of light, and let the earth, and then it says, and let the earth give birth to departed spirits. The Hebrew in that is the Rephaim. Isaiah 26:20 goes on to say, for that time period when you see these things happening, go, my people, enter your rooms and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little while until the displeasure is past. For look, Yahuwah is coming out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their crookedness, and the earth shall disclose her blood and no longer cover her slain. And then starting in 27, it starts talking about the Leviathan, that he comes to destroy, the serpent of old, the twisted serpent.
The Holy Scriptures document all of Seth's family members as to the age in which they gave birth to the next generation, as well as the number of years they lived. Each generation of Seth lived long lives, including Seth, who died when he was 912 years old. The genealogy between Cain and Seth's descendants are recorded in various history books to appear that they are similar, but as one can see, they are not the same. Cain's lineage gave birth to the dragon bloodline, which practiced the sacred sciences from knowledge they gained from their father Satan. These power-hungry and selfish dragon kings who loved to kill were filled with sinful pride and believed, like Cain, they were superior to Seth's or man's lineage that Yahweh had created. According to Flavius Josephus, the first century historian, Cain built the city of Nod to fulfill his desire of total bodily pleasure and led men to wicked courses.
And in Isaiah 14:21, he's talking about this seed, this destructive seed that they are manipulating. It says here, prepare his children. This is Lucifer and all the children of the Nephilim on the earth as well, and the peoples of the earth that are in this confused seed. Prepare his children for slaughter because of the crookedness of their fathers, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with cities. And I would say, put in there, their cities, which we have seen in the Olympics opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies, that's the dragon seed saying that they are the ones, it's their cities of the earth that they put their word out to. And it goes on to 14:22. It says, and I shall rise up against them, declares Yahuwah of hosts, and shall cut off from Babel the name and remnant and offspring and descendant, declares Yahuwah. Nimrod gathered the people together at the tower to make themselves a new name, and today we call it Babel.
Well, we're running out of time to continue with this, but we are going to do a part two, and so that'll be linked on our Podomatic page and the Hebrew Nation page. We're going to continue on going down through the lines of these dragon kings and how they appear in all of the cultures, because this is going to show us how the deception is going to be foisted upon us above and below.
And what Yah's going to do about them.
Hallelujah.
You shall have no other mighty ones against my face. You shall not bring the name of the Lord your Elohim to naught. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.